It's the 48th annual Greater Hartford St. Patrick's Day Parade this Saturday. Yes, at 11 o'clock. Jim, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Boy, I'm fine, and I think, you know something? You're going to have a huge crowd. That's guaranteed.
Well, we're certainly hoping so, since it sounds like the weather forecast is going to cooperate.
And, you know, when you put something like this together, this is the 48th annual Greater Hartford St. Patrick's Day Parade. How long, I'm very curious, how long does it take you to get a parade like this together?
Well, we work almost year-round. We start our planning in September. We have to do a tremendous amount of fundraising to make the event possible. So it's a lot of work between September and March. We continue to meet through the spring, pretty much take the summer off, and then start again in the fall.
Boy, I'll tell you, and it's a good time for all, right?
Absolutely.
Now, what about, and this is what I get asked very much, what about the food now, something like this? What do you have for food for a big parade like this?
Well, actually, what's happened more recently is people have gotten into tailgating at the parade, so they're bringing in their own food. We don't provide food as part of the event itself, but we certainly invite our spectators to bring their own meals. In fact, we're doing a spectator contest this year that we're calling Spectacular Spectators. We'll be recognizing and awarding prizes to groups in the categories of spirit, family, and tailgating. So we'll have a golf cart going around the parade group before the parade starts, and we'll be awarding those three prizes in those three categories. And again, tailgating is one of them.
Jim, now, as you get St. Patrick's Day moving along, how do you decide? How do you decide what you're going to have? You say it takes you almost a year to get this thing ready. How do you know what you want to do? And do you change it every year?
Well, there tends to be a tremendous traditional component to the parade, so that there are some of the same groups that participate from year to year. We do try to mix it up where we actually invite groups to participate. It's organized by the Central Connecticut Celtic Cultural Committee, which is comprised of Irish-American associations around Greater Hartford, as well as committees from Hartford and eight of Hartford's surrounding towns. So each town committee assembles its own contingent, invites its own town participants, high school bands, community groups, that sort of thing, which makes it kind of a unique regional event that we bring to the capital city every year.
Jim, this sounds like it's a big hit. How many actually do you get? Do you take a count?
Well, the police will estimate tens of thousands of people on the streets of Hartford on a good day.
Wow.
And, because we're always kind of the introduction to spring, as long as the weather cooperates, people are looking for a free activity, a free family activity to get out to. So again, it could be 20, 30,000 people on the streets of Hartford.
Boy, this would be fabulous. And you're right, the weather's supposed to be good.
Well, a clear day is a blessing, and then it's all uphill from there. It may be a little bit on the cool side, but given this winter, 40 degrees and no precipitation, we'll take that.
How about the parking? How is that?
All of the downtown parking lots and parking garages will be available for parking. We do encourage people to get into the city by 10 o'clock or so, because the streets do get shut down in order for the parade to actually happen. So people should plan on getting into the city early, and there should be plenty of parking surrounding the parade route, which actually starts at the Capitol, goes down Capitol Avenue to Main Street, turns on Asylum Street, and finishes under the arch in Bushnell Park.
Well, St. Patrick's Day, yes, 17th of March. Now, again, this is open for all age groups, right?
Absolutely. We think it's a great family day. The kids love it. There'll be plenty of things to entertain all ages, bands, drum and bugle corps. There'll be plenty of big boy toys, fire apparatus, and that sort of thing that the kids tend to enjoy. We'll welcome back a Shriners group, and we're actually very excited this year. We're bringing in, out of the Mummers tradition in Philadelphia, the Aqua String Band.
Wow. And
they're always a crowd favorite wherever they go, and we're sure the crowd will enjoy them here in Hartford, too.
That's incredible. That it really, really, it really is. Now, the parade actually begins at 11 o'clock, and the bars are open throughout the parade?
Well, we expect that the city businesses will be open to welcome our spectators for a beverage or something to eat, probably early and certainly well into the day as well.
Well, again, I'm glad that you had a chance. You had a chance to chat with us, because it sounds tremendous. And you know, I don't care what anybody says, there's nothing like a good parade.
And we think we do a great one, so we'd certainly invite people to come out and join us on Saturday.
Well, I'm glad, Jim, that I had a chance to talk with you, and Hartford will be alive, no doubt about it.
Thanks so much.
How about that, Dan?
Yeah, how about that? There you go. Well, there you go.